Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Are you trying to break old habits? Well, today I'm going to go through why we do this and some tips for improving. Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo. Here to help you take back control of your self-esteem and confidence. I personally used to do a lot of things that weren't great for me or weren't serving me over and over again. I wouldn't invest in myself. I wouldn't take care of myself. I'd take lots of learning on board, but I wouldn't implement it. And where did that knowledge in my head go? Nowhere. And what changed in my life? Absolutely nowhere. Nothing, even. And that's why I give you so many actions on here. That's why I'm so keen on actually giving habit changes and little tweaks you can make to your life. So why do we keep in the old routines, the old habits, the way we move? Well, it's because we want to stay in the comfort zone. Our brain is designed to keep us safe. It keeps us alive for survival. So therefore, when something new or unfamiliar comes along, it gets us back into our old routines because we're familiar. We're familiar with it and we want to feel safe. The problem is, if we don't go out of this comfort zone and try new things, nothing changes. That feeling of not feeling happy or progressing or fulfillment is not going to come because you're not changing anything. But if we consciously become aware of this and start changing our actions, and in particular our habits, then we can break the pain of saying the same. So let's go through three tips I have for you on this. The first one is to really understand what the pain is going to be if you do not change. So changing is sometimes associated with pain. What could happen? What's going to happen if I do change? And that can outweigh the pleasure. So you might have pleasure of like meeting more friends, maybe meeting that new partner, maybe making some more money, maybe doing something you really like. That could be the pleasure. And that's some good things there. But the pain is coming out of your comfort zone, doing something that doesn't make you feel comfortable. But the pain's a driver and it stops you going forward. However, if we can understand what the pain is from not taking action or not changing, then that becomes a stronger driver. What's going to happen 1, 3, 5, 10, 20 years down in the future if you keep acting in the same ways? And there's actually a process called the Dickens process, where you really go into the future and you feel your worst pain of not changing, suffocating in your own thoughts of not changing, knowing you could have changed your life, but you didn't. And that's really going to put some pain onto you. And that sounds quite negative, but it's got a purpose. It's trying to create enough pain that you move. Think about it. If you put your hand on a hot stove, you would instantly move it. Why? Because it's too painful to stay there. So therefore, if you can associate enough pain with not changing, then you've got something. This is why some people have suddenly that moment of, I'm not standing for this in my life anymore. I must make a change. They're really, really down and it's so painful. And this is why sometimes people finish relationships. They think, oh, this is so, so painful that I have to change this now. You need to get proactive. You need to start thinking about what the worst pain is if you keep carrying out old habits that aren't helping you. My second point is get accountability. Get someone to be your accountability partner or get an accountability group. I've got a great mate called Nick. Shout out to Nick if you're listening today. And Nick is really good at keeping me accountable for doing certain things, and I keep him accountable as well. And what we do is we constantly give each other our goals and then make sure we're reporting in, which is a really, really good smart way to make sure you're doing something, because we want to be consistent with what we're saying we're doing. And if we've got someone who's going to hold us accountable to breaking new patterns and changing new things, we've got more of a driver, because we tend to do more for other human beings than ourselves. But it's also giving us that consistency from what we say, rather than it just being in our own head. And then the final point is, remind yourself of the change you want to make and why regularly. Keep looking at the change you want to make, because we can forget, we can get very, very busy. But if you've got it down on a piece of paper or a small little note card, and you can regularly refresh or remind yourself of your notes and what you've committed to changing, then that's going to reinforce it and go into your mind. The mind learns with more repetition. So keep reminding yourself of what you want to change and why. I personally have my own note cards by my bed. When I get up, I do 5 minutes of going through, flicking through them and reviewing my own learning. So use a note card or a small post-it note or something, or a piece of paper, to just remind yourself of what you want to change, what you're going to do, what you're committing to do to break out of staying the same. So in my latest book, I explain why it's so important to change your habits and why it's so important to get out of old habits in order to feel good. You're not going to feel better unless you change things. I also explore why it's so important not to get caught up in external validation for approval, and how you can overcome this a little bit more. I give lots more on my own personal stories, vulnerabilities, my struggles with this kind of thing. I don't just share things that I've read about. Well, I have to actually implement them. And it's things I've tried and experienced. But I share all these vulnerable stories, personal stories. I make theory simple, and I give simple actions and habits for you to use to make a change. And that is all available in my latest book, which is also an audiobook if you're a listener. And you can get it on Amazon, the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset book. I will leave the link in the description below. Thank you so much for listening today. If you have appreciated this, please share it with friends and family and give this a rating so we together can reach more people. We can help more people take back control of their self-esteem and confidence. I appreciate you and thank you once again. But remember this: improve your self-esteem, you improve the lives of others.